Sufficient levels of omega-3 are required at every stage of our lives, says Joseph Hiblin. This is especially true during fetal development. Dr. Hiblin has come to this conclusion by drawing on the Avon Longitudinal Study, conducted in the UK at the University of Bristol. In 1991, more than 14,500 pregnant women were enrolled on the trial. Over the years, many scientists have collated large amounts of different data on the women and their children.
We published in The Lancet last year a study that indicates that when women are eating more fish, their children have the best verbal IQ when they're age 7 or 8. And when women are eating the most fish, the children at 7 or 8 have the best behavioral profile. They interact with their peers better, they have better social behaviors, and they have less problems with conduct disorders and violence.
How much is the difference between the best, as it were, the best behaved, the best performing kids whose mothers were eating lots of fish compared to the kids with most of the intellectual problems and the behavioral problems whose mothers were eating the least amount of fish? How much of a gap is there between the two?
In an approximate way, when women were eating the most fish, about 14 or 15% of their kids had suboptimal IQ and suboptimal behavioral problems, about 14%. And when women were eating no fish, then about 32% of their kids were in the bottom quartile of IQ or had suboptimal behavioral problems. So between, you know, it's a difference between 14% and 32%. And because the profiling of the children and the mothers has been so careful, we can tease out whether or not this effect of fish eating was really fish eating, or whether it was something like how well the mothers were educated, or whether they were eating meat pies or vegetables or fruits, or whether, you know, there was social conflict in the family when the kids were growing up, or indeed a huge number of different factors which could have influenced this effect of fish eating. And we're very confident that the suboptimal behavior and the suboptimal IQ is due to a relative deficiency of fish eating during pregnancy.
But you couldn't necessarily say that it's the omega-3 fatty acid intake, necessarily.
In this study, we don't purport, we think that it's likely that that's a huge contributor. But it's clear there are other nutrients in fish that are contributory.
Based on his studies, Joseph Hiblin advocates that pregnant women eat plenty of fish, particularly oily varieties. But there is a conflict here with current dietary advice guidelines issued by United States government nutritionists 4 years ago. This advisory concerned the potential risk to fetal brain development from the buildup of the trace pollutant methylmercury, resulting from women eating too much fish.
When the advisories were created, there was no consideration of the beneficial effects of fish. There was only calculation of huge, important safety factors regarding avoiding trace amounts of methylmercury. Now, we tested that balance in the Alsbach study and used fish as the unit. Not how much methylmercury, not how much, you know, omega-3, but fish. And found that when you look overall at fish intake, the beneficial effects of fish far outweigh the detrimental effects of the methylmercury, such that when women were following the U.S. advisory of 2004, it actually was detrimental to their children and put their children at greater risk of low IQ and behavioral problems.
Has that now been recognized by the powers that be?
It is under intense study and review currently by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S., and there have been recommendations by international bodies of seafood inspectors and scientists that international recommendations be reviewed. Our estimate is that if the level of the U.S. advisory is to eat not more than 340 grams of seafood per week for pregnant women. That being the case, the estimate is that this will provide a mean benefit of avoiding methylmercury of about 0.009 IQ points.
Pretty insignificant.
And the gain of IQ points in eating fish is about 2.1 IQ points.